paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this hump day Wednesday, January 10th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got that tag in, of course, for the podcast. Got a couple of text messages. Mark, loyal listener down in the Fenton area. I believe he found out about the show possibly from Trucker Rick at the time, Officer Rick, back in the day. He said, are you guys kidding me? Rick is not at the school today. I made it from South Genesee County through Livingston County this morning. Maybe icy back road somewhere, but the snow is not too bad at all. I can't believe the schools are shut down. Well, the teachers wanted a day off. They get the first major snow of the year, and it's like, uh-oh, snow day. So I swear it's almost like these teachers want an excuse not to go into the school buildings and teach the kids. They got so used to online education back during the COVID thing that they just don't want to get back in the classroom. And honestly, if you look at other people's kids, do you really want to deal with those guys? That's why they get paid what they do. Got another text message in. Appreciate the information from Dr. Jeff. I always think of questions to ask after he goes off the air. Well, that's no problem. He's here every Wednesday from 9:15 to 9:30. So just send me a text message and remind me next Wednesday when he comes back on, and we'll get your question into the show that way. Rick says, thank you very much to Dr. Jeff and Randy for explaining that. No problem. I have had so many people send me this stupid email from the new leadership team, Melinda Pago, acting chair, she says, acting chair of the Michigan GOP. And it's really interesting because on the bottom of this email, they have an address, one new leadership drive, Lansing, Michigan, 48901. Well, if you do a Google Map search of that address, no address found. So let's just throw a fake address at the bottom of our emails so it looks legitimate. Unbelievable. Well, she's claiming in this email, which I read, that everything that happened this past Saturday, January 6th, yes, another January 6th to deal with, is that it was, in fact, a legitimate meeting per the bylaws of the Michigan Republican Party. And because of the way the bylaws read, they only needed 75% of the state committee members that were present at said meeting to vote out the chairman, Christina Caramo, the legal counsel, Dan Hartman, and two others. That their actions were totally, in fact, legal, and that she has assumed the temporary position of chair of the party, and that these are the true correspondence emails coming from the Michigan Republican Party, et cetera, et cetera, blah, 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 blah. And that the meeting on Saturday in Houghton Lake has been canceled. That is not true. The meeting on Saturday in Houghton Lake is definitely going through. The address is 4 Stone School Road in Houghton Lake and will take place this Saturday at 10 o'clock. Everybody, ignore the fact that it's a special state committee meeting. if you're a precinct delegate, especially if you are a county chair of a Republican Party somewhere in the state of Michigan, if you're active in your local county party, if you are an elected official, you need to go to this meeting down in Houghton Lake. We need to overwhelm this meeting with people. Get down there and conduct the business of the state party and basically ignore Melinda Pago, Andy Seabolt, Bree Mogenberg, all of these people that have put on this coup d'etat of the Michigan Republican Party. We're going to be there. Vicky and I are going to be there. I know there's other people coming. You guys need to show up with us. We need to show unity. We need to show support. We need to show these people that, no, you did not take over the Michigan Republican Party. And we're moving forward. Now, one of the things that's pretty interesting, some people are for this, some people are against it, is the motion that's going to be made and discussed at this special state committee meeting. I believe the motion is going to be made by Dan Bonomy. He's the county chair for Crawford County Republicans, and he's also the budget chairman of the Michigan GOP. And his motion is very simple. For this year's election of 2024, delegates in the state of Michigan, active, duly elected, and or elevated, will be holding a convention in May and selecting our candidates that will appear on the November ballot. All delegates, not just the delegates that represent the counties that go to normal state conventions, but all precinct delegates. I believe there's, I forget the number, 83 counties average. I want to say it's close to 5,000-6,000 precinct delegates are elected every 2 years or elevated by the county chairs at county conventions. Now, this is an important component to this. And I'm talking right now to people that live in Mackinac County, just north of the Mackinac Bridge, from Cedarville, Hessel, all those towns, St. Ignace, that are part of Mackinac County. There is 50 open seats, or maybe it's 50 delegates total, and they only have 12. I forget what Roxanne Dufort said. Anyway, long story short, there is a bunch of empty precinct delegate spots that are available in Mackinac County. Could be in your county as well. You need to get a hold of your local county party chair and ask them, are there any open vacancies for a precinct delegate? Why? Because after our Roberts Rules of Order class, state constitution class on Saturday, February 3rd, it's going to be held at the Little Bear Arena there in St. Ignace. Well, after you go through this training, you could come to the county conventions. They're going to be held on February 15th, 7 o'clock at night. Every county across the entire state of Michigan, all 83 counties, they're going to have a county convention, and you could be elevated to fill those empty slots. Thursday night, February 15th at 7 p.m. Come to the class, get trained, go to the county convention, ask the county chair to elevate you to precinct delegate. Why is that important? Because it's going to be the precinct delegates, if this motion is approved, discussed, passed at the state committee meeting this Saturday in Houghton Lake, the Michigan Republican Party is withdrawing from the primary elections in August. Republicans will already have been chosen at the May state convention of all the precinct delegates. Basically negating the primary election in August. So you can be part of this process, even though you're not a duly elected precinct delegate from 22's election, where most people got elected. There's empty slots and you could be elevated. So that's why, number one, I said in the plan last week on New Year's Day, you have got to join your local county party. If you go to the website, migop.org, migop.org, scroll down to the bottom and click on county chairs. All 83 counties in alphabetical order are listed there. Under the county's name is the name of the county chair. Underneath that is their website if they have one. But a bare minimum, they have an email address to the chair. Send the chairman an email. Introduce yourself. Hi, my name is Randy Bishop. My wife, Victoria Bishop. This is our address. This is our phone number. I'm interested in attending this month, January's, monthly meeting. Now, if they've had it already, because you go to their website or Facebook page or whatever, and you see they've already had it, maybe it was this past Monday, January 8th, well, this month's meeting's already gone. Tell them you want to join the party. Mail to my house or email it to me a membership form. Where do I mail it back to when I fill it out and enclose the check for the dues for this year, 2024? Become a dues-paying member of your local county and ask them if there's any precinct delegate slots open you'd like to volunteer. We need you. We need you guys to be precinct delegates. We need you to get involved in the local county parties. It's all part of the plan that we're going to be talking with Tammy Clark from Stand Up Michigan and Mike Farage, hour number two, hour number three, today's show. And you're going to be part of the plan. If you have any questions, you can always text me after the show. I'll be glad to answer your questions. Final segment of hour number one. Short break. We'll be right back.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment, getting to some housekeeping of text messages coming in. County Commissioner down in Manistee County, longtime listener. Also, she is a member of the State Committee for the Michigan GOP for the 2nd Congressional District, Nikki Coons. She says, Randy, didn't know if you knew this, but some counties are not or show do not show a website on the state parties website due to some legal requirements. Didn't know if you were aware of that. No, I did not know that. Honestly, I just thought they didn't even have a website. I'm not really sure why, but whatever. But MichiganGOP.org, the state party's website, has the county chairs listed with their email addresses. That was my main point. Phyllis says, snow days. When I was working in the tech department at Dexter Schools, I was expected to be at work. It was too dangerous for the buses and the teachers. They still got paid, but I was expected to be there or not. If you don't show up, you didn't get paid. I usually waited until the roads were at least plowed. They got better, and then I went in. It was amazing. I got a lot of stuff done without anybody being there. Absolutely. I got a text message, and this is exactly why every single county commissioner in Sheboygan County needs to be primary challenged and replaced this year. Good morning, Trucker. I attended a Sheboygan County commissioners meeting yesterday and found it interesting that it was on the agenda that they were going to vote on the, quote, 2024 rules of order. 2024 rules of order. They pretty much passed that they would use Robert's rules of order, quote, if it fits in the meeting. If it doesn't, then they won't use it. Okay, you know what? These mental midgets that you have running your Sheboygan County Board of Commissioners need to go. Pure and simple, the chair needs to retire. Everybody on the board needs to be replaced. You either adopt the use of Robert's Rules of Order as the methodology, the rule system that you will have in place to conduct your meetings, or you don't. This is not up to interpretation. This is not up to suggestions. This isn't for you to determine whether or not it applies or not. You run the meeting according to Robert's Rules of Order, or you don't. And if you don't, you're not going to have productive meetings. You're not going to accomplish very much. Chaos will absolutely take over your meeting. You have got to run it with an iron fist and a gavel. And this training that we're going to do on Saturday, February 3rd, is mandatory for everybody in Sheboygan County to come and learn the rules so that you can challenge the chairman of the board and the commissioners. Because obviously, they're incompetent. And I would even go so far as to say mentally, intellectually challenged is a nice way of saying it. If the real Trucker Randy wanted to say it, I'd say they're a bunch of idiots and need to be replaced because they don't understand the responsibility that comes with their elected office. Folks, you have to understand, there is 83 counties in the state of Michigan. Only 83. That's it. Look at how big the state of Michigan is geographically. 83 counties is responsible for local community government. The amount of services they provide. Our property taxes, our roads, the road commission, the drain commissioner's office. All the things that are part of the county. The clerk who runs our elections. The treasurer who's responsible for the books, the money. The prosecutor who's supposed to be responsible to the people, protecting the people against the evildoers. The county sheriff. Those board members of that county commission is responsible for running the county constitutionally, fiscally responsible, and doing it the right way. And these guys are going to determine whether or not Robert's Rules of Order fits into their meeting or not. And if it doesn't, they're not going to use it. Do you think maybe, just maybe, they heard that we were doing this training at Jay Sporting Goods on December 2nd in Gaylord, and we're doing another class on February 3rd in St. Ignace, and do you think maybe some of our listeners have communicated or they heard about this training, and now all of a sudden, as part of their agenda for their first meeting, I assume, of the new year, it was on the agenda, the 2024 Rules of Order. You guys are absolutely amazing. Passed it, that if Robert's Rules of Order fit into the meeting, they would use it. If it didn't, then they won't. People, I am telling you right now, you need to start vetting, finding somebody to run for county commissioner as a Republican, a real Republican, a conservative Republican, this year in Sheboygan County. I don't even know what to say to your text message. We're going to have a break. Tammy Clark is coming on from Stand Up Michigan. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going.